أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ويسألونك عن ذي القرنين قل سأتلو عليكم منه ذكرا إنا مكنا له في الأرض وآتيناه من كل شيء سببا فأتبع سببا صدق الله العظيم. These are ayah number 83, 84 and 85 of Surah Al-Kahf. At the very beginning of the Surah, we discussed the circumstances and the reason why the Surah was revealed. Amongst them, the question that the Quraysh of Makkah, who went to Madinah Munawwara to speak to the Yahud, to verify the truthfulness of the Nubuwwat of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what steps should be taken. So they said to them that ask three questions. One is about the ruh, if he answers vaguely with regards to that. Second, Ashab-e-Kahf, he will go into detail regarding that. And the third was about this person called Dhul-Qarnayn. Again, he will go into some detail. If that happens, then he is undoubtedly the Nabi of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So with regards to the ruh, that was discussed in Surah Bani Israel. With regards to Ashab-e-Kahf, that was discussed in the first part of the surah. And now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala responds to the third question, and that is about Dhul-Qarnayn. Before we get into the ayat in itself, just to understand Dhul-Qarnayn, Dhul-Qarnayn was a title that was given, or the name that was given to several people. And one Dhul-Qarnayn, Alexander, who was known of from Alexander of Macedonia, Aristotle was his minister, he was not the Dhul-Qarnayn that is spoken about in this ayat, in these verses. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had bestowed the Dhul-Qarnayn that Allah Ta'ala speaks about here with a great deal of justice, a great deal of piety, intelligence, a man that understood how to rule. And hence this was not that Dhul-Qarnayn. It is also incidental that the title of Dhul-Qarnayn and Sikandar were given to several people together. So that creates a little bit of difficulty in trying to establish who actually this Dhul-Qarnayn that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about. Ibn Kathir rahimahumullah, in his commentary, many ulama have accepted this view that this Dhul-Qarnayn that Allah Ta'ala speaks about was a person that lived in the time of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam. There are some incidents regarding him and Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam. Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam was in Makkah Mukarramah. When this Dhul-Qarnayn came to Makkah Mukarramah and Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam heard about his coming, he left the city of Makkah to go out and meet him, and he also made dua, and they also had made tawaf of Baytullah together. So that is one Dhul-Qarnayn that the probability and the possibility remains. Now the other aspect with regards to the Dhul-Qarnayn is some have stated that he was some king of Yemen, and hence he could have also been the Dhul-Qarnayn that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about. Now we have been discussing this from time to time, that we see that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala did not specify. And when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala does not specify, we go to the Mubarak Hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and we find that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam in any Sahih Hadith also did not specify. So who he was, whether we have the knowledge or we don't have the knowledge, it is not going to affect our Iman, it is not going to affect our Deen, our Islam. But this much is known, that the Dhul-Qarnayn that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about was a very pious person, a person of justice, a person of rule. In Ma'riful Quran, Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib rahimahumullah states a narration that there were four people that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had bestowed sovereignty, rule, kingdom to the discovered world of that particular time. Two were believers, two were disbelievers. The two that were believers, one was Sayyiduna Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam, and the other was this person called Dhulqarnain. And those who were disbelievers, one was Namrud in the time of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, and the other was Bukht Nasr that came after that. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given him rule, and he ruled according to the command of Allah. Just one other aspect we discussed quickly, that why this title Dhul Qarnain. Qarnun in Arabic actually refers to the horn of an animal. So Dhul Qarnain, that will be in the dual, a person of two horns. Some say in actual fact that there were two horns that had come out from his head, and in certain narrations it is also amazing that he was the first person to wear a turban to cover that. There is also narrations that he had two hair locks that used to come from on the left and the right, and that is why he was called Dhul Qarnain. There is another narration that on his forehead, close to the top part of his forehead, there were two kinds of wounds that protruded a little bit, that looked like horns, and that is why he was called Dhul Qarnain. And one other, Qarnun, in other words, two parts, he, Allah had bestowed him, like in these ayats of the Quran Sharif, rule of the east and the west of the world, and hence that is probably why he was called Dhul Qarnain. But the most important aspect of it is that the lesson that we learn from him are more important than everything else, and that is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had bestowed him rule, Allah ta'ala had given him power, Allah ta'ala had given him sovereignty, and we found that he had ruled according to the commandments of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There was justice, there was humility, as we are seeing in the, as we see in the ayats that will follow. Maulana Abu al-Hasan Nadwi rahimahumullah has stated, and this is also probably one of the reasons why Allah ta'ala brought this in this part of the Quran Sharif, that this becomes the antidote of Dajjal, fighting the fitnas of Dajjal, that we will find that one aspect of the fitna of Dajjal is as far as rule is concerned. That people, when they don't rule according to the commandments of Allah, like we can see here in the world today, then we will find that the Dajjali fitna will continue and it will get more forceful. But when people rule according to the commandments of Allah, there is humility in the rulers of the time, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will make that the antidote against the fitna of Dajjal. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.